looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
We begin with a dramatic arrest that's rocked Sydney Airport earlier today. Millionaire businessman Hugo Jacobs has been arrested after allegedly attempting to flee the country. Now, this comes in the wake of a seizure of about $7 million cash that was concealed under concrete flooring in Sydney's southwest last week. On the line is Drug and Firearms Squad Commander, Detective Superintendent John Watson. Detective Superintendent, welcome back to Drive.
Hello, Jim. Good to be here, mate.
Good on you, mate. What are the police alleging against Mr. Jacobs?
Yeah, look, we've been involved in operation over the last 12 months or so, and last week we executed a couple of search warrants at Marrickville and Roselands, a couple of homes there. At Roselands, we unearthed what you've already described, mate, the large quantity of cash, probably $7 million worth. It was concealed in the floor underneath the back shed. Continuing our inquiries, late last night we got a call from the airport. A particular individual that we are interested in was trying to flee the country out for Dubai. So he was arrested, taken back to Mascot, refused bail, and he appeared at court, Central Local Court today. He's actually been refused bail as well, and he's been charged with knowingly dealing with proceeds of crime.
So is this arrest as part of an ongoing investigation, Detective Superintendent?
Absolutely, mate. Look, we've been looking at this syndicate for well over 12 months, and so what you've seen unfold over the last week or so is only a small portion of it, but it certainly bolsters our case, yes.
Well done to you and the team, and thanks for joining us this afternoon.
No, thank you, Jim.
That's Detective Superintendent John Watson from New South Wales Police.